Distorted View Daily proudly presents The Dangers of Being a Female.
Now, they need to close all these highways off. And they need to give everybody a pension check for now. And then take all the pigeons and cats and then make sure the dopers and all every man has to be behind bars. They have to be behind bars 30 minutes before dark. Because the men are knocking us out, raping us. One man burned up my vagina, burned up my rectum, burned my mouth, my eyelashes, my eyebrows off, burned my hands, burned my feet. And had no, and knocked me out and shot heroin mixed with something like bath powder in me. No telling how many guys he had doing sex to me that night and how much money he collected. I could hardly walk down on my feet. I could hardly step down. I was in such pain and a whole high from the drug. And I was trying to get in shelter, trying to help the cats. And try to go up and get food and get it back to the cats. Now, this is what we go through. Plus, I try to keep in contact with friends and relatives. I'm having trouble because all the lies people told trying to get what I had. They thought they'd get it. They got us all out. Lost everything here.
It breaks. It's Tuesday, December 26, 2017. Coming up on the program today, the dark side of Santa's sex life. Plus, Indian dudes fighting the war of giant penises. From space? Maybe. And all the weird stuff people shoved in their ass this year.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I was only late 10 minutes getting home last night. How do you think I'd absolutely been raped?
Yes, everybody, Tim Henson back here with you post-Christmas. I hope you all had happy holidays. We've got a week before the next one, right? New Year's? We'll see what 2018 brings us. Can't be any worse than 2017. It was a shit show. All right, let's close out the year with some truly stupid shit. I was thinking about Santa Claus. Santa is well represented in pornography. You know, it's always like some whore is sitting on Santa's lap and he's like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And she, you know, I want a vibrator. How about I give you my North Pole? I feel your candy cane pressing up against my cunt. You know, it's always the same thing. It's so easy. Or the other scene is like it's Christmas night and there's a little girl waiting for Santa and he comes down the chimney. Except it's not a little girl. It's a 19-year-old with double D breast and tats everywhere wearing fuck me boots as she sleeps waiting for Santa Claus. You know how little girls do. And she finds him, and he's like, you're not going to get any toys now. You're not supposed to, you know, be looking out for me. She's like, I'll do anything, Santa. I just want my toys. You'll do anything?
Yeah.
Even anal? I was wondering, though, is Santa well represented in gay porn? The results shocked me. Did I say shocked? I meant nauseated. It's appalling. It's really stomach turning. So here we go. I turned to XTube. I selected I am a male and I like males. I'm going to pretend right now those aren't saved settings. Yeah, I don't know. I had to select all that stuff. All right. And then I searched for Santa Claus and I found a few videos that might interest you. First up, Santa likes big black cock. That's something you could only know if you search Santa's name on XTube. Or read Santa's complete bio in the December 1977 issue of Teen Beat. Oh, he likes to surfboard, and he loves Big Black Cock. So, this is a solo video, and it's got music and everything. Let's take a listen.
Santa Claus!
Merry Christmas. You've been a good boy. I know you have.
This guy really looks like Santa Claus. He's got the white beard real, right? It's not, glued on or anything. And he's wearing the Santa outfit.
Come on. Santa's got a surprise for you. Oh, that's right.
Well, I've got to make this today's featured image. Santa is wearing his robe, but nothing underneath. And he's got big floppy titties.
You want me, don't you, boy? Come on, Balto. You want Santa Claus.
And no pants, apparently. He was flopping his dick around. Okay.
Claus. Yeah. Won't you just take me? Do what you want. Fuck me. That's right. Fuck Santa's ass.
All right, he's bent over, spread his cheeks, and he's showing his flabby ass in his cavernous hole. I don't think Santa would be as beloved a character if that's what he yelled as he was flying in his sleigh above town.
Fuck Santa's ass.
What if Santa is just a power bottom? And he's not going from house to house for the children. He's got a daddy fetish. He wants to be fucked by all the straight guys with families in the world, right? And then he feels bad because Santa's kind of like a homewrecker, so he leaves presents for the kids. That's his way of saying sorry. I think that theory deserves to be explored further. Moving on, this video has got to be the creepiest fucking shit I've seen in a long time. It's rubber Santa. Santa with a rubber fetish. And he's wearing this mask. It's completely white and stretched over his face, and there's only like two little holes for his eyes and one for his mouth. It is insane. I've got to make this today's featured image. We've all seen an old man with floppy tits, right? This is something new. All right, so not only is Santa a rubber freak, he's also into fisting, so I guess he's fisting an elf here.
Oh, Santa, that feels so good.
I guess this naughty little boy or elf or whatever is also in a rubber getup. That's why you can barely understand him.
Help me, Santa. Let me hold on in my hole.
Rubber Santa, holy fuck.
Such emotion is being shown here. Oh, yeah, Santa, do me.
It's so good doing it under a candy cane. Mm-hmm.
Candy cane factory.
You need to work on your banter. The elf child is in a sling or swing. Santa is in a red... like latex or rubber outfit.
Your cock's gonna feel like a little fucking candy cane.
Out of all the Santa videos, this has got to be the most festive looking, though. There's so many different greens. Like the elf is in where he's wearing green gloves and green tights, but he's wearing a red coat with a red hat, and then Santa, of course, is looking great.
Oh, God, candy cane.
He's being fucked now.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I kind of want to hear Rubber Santa come, so let me fast forward. He's getting close. I think it's Rubber Santa that's going to come. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. All right, thank you. He's still going there. All right, one more short gay Santa clip. This is pretty standard. A naked gay man is sitting on Santa's lap.
So, Adam, tell me what you want for Christmas.
So, Adam, tell Santa what you want. I hope it includes a big package!
Like, what a fucking creepy-ass Santa!
Well,
Santa doesn't talk like that! He's like, ho, ho, ho! His belly's full of jelly!
Santa, I want
a bowl full of jelly, not a mouth full of pearls! Or something.
New bicycle.
Uh-huh.
One of the Murphy bicycles.
Okay.
And I want these really cool rollerblades.
Yes.
The black ones.
Oh, the black ones, okay.
As we've learned in previous videos, Santa loves the black ones. What's interesting is, like, all of the gifts this kid is asking for are for, like, athletic people. Bicycles, rollerblades. This guy's about 275, 300. I can tell, of course, because he's completely naked with a huge belly himself. He ain't going rollerblading. He should be like, Santa, I want a chocolate fondue fountain for Christmas. And gift certificates to Golden Corral. That would be more believable.
Now, have you been a good little boy?
Of course. I've been a very good boy.
You're staying out of trouble.
Oh, well, for the most part, yes.
Okay, and anything else?
Yeah, No, I couldn't.
What? Come on.
Oh, now, here it comes.
Well, I've always... No, I just couldn't ask.
Now, come on. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Okay. I've always wanted a really big candy cane.
Oh, like one of these.
Yes.
Really now? So what would you do with one of these?
Whatever Santa wanted.
Really?
So Santa has a real candy cane, and he's now jamming it in this kid's mouth, making him suck it.
Very nice. Show Santa what you can do with the big stick. Well.
God, gays are perverts.
My, Adam, you have been a good little boy.
Oh, now he's rubbing the candy cane on this guy's titty.
Why don't you lick some of that sticky good stuff off of there?
Next thing you know, he's eating Santa's butthole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Stick your tongue in there, boy. Did you say you wanted yourself a new pair of rollerblades? Start eating.
I bet you Mrs. Claus doesn't do that for Santa.
Oh, a little deeper.
I so want to move on from this Santa porn stuff, but you know, this video is 23 minutes in length, and I'm always finding new stuff, like the part where Santa starts shoving the candy cane up the little boy's asshole.
How's that?
Oh, yeah, Santa. Oh, yeah. I love your candy cane.
Take that peppermint stick, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Santa. Oh.
Now whose stocking's being stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Take that stick all the way up your ass, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me just fast forward to where Santa comes.
Oh, Santa. Give me your Christmas load.
That was actually a part of a real, like, porn that you could buy on VHS, because there's, like, credits at the end with all these other people. So that's very interesting. I hope I ruined Christmas for you. Ho, ho, ho. There's a Christmas load for you. Moving on now. I've got a brand new road rage incident. This one's a little bit different, though, because the two people are both Indian. You know, if it was like one white guy and one Indian guy, things would probably get really racist really quick. But this is two Indian guys arguing. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah. If you want to go, then you go to hill and go down.
Why you get fried,
yes, man? Why? Are you crazy?
You're fucking...
You are fucking...
You fucking bloody.
You bloody!
Bastard, bitch! You bastard, fuck you! Bloody fuck you, bloody! Fucking mother, bloody fuck, bitch!
Bitch, you!
Fucking bloody bastard!
You fucking fuck! It's a lot of that, and then it's just mixing different swear words together afterward.
You blunder!
No, but why is...
Bloody no! Bloody
fuck. Did he say you blundered? I've never heard that before when screaming at someone about something they did wrong on the road. You really blundered! What a tragic misadventure you're having! Terrible, terrible mishap on the road.
Bloody.
You
blundered!
No, but why?
Bloody no!
Why?
Bloody fucking!
If accident, then what you wanna
do? Why you fuck me? I fuck you, bloody! Bloody bastard! Fucking running like lady, eh? Bloody. What the fuck, man? Fucking now shout at me, innit? Okay. Why you shouting at me?
Because I am going to the work. If you don't do it, do the other places.
Why you shouting?
Because of this, you are doing...
Hello?
I don't know you are doing like this. I think you are going to accident.
No, shouting at me, no good, man.
Okay. That's two Indian guys arguing.
Crazy ethnic people!
I forgot we used to have a segment called Crazy Ethnic People. It's good to bring that one back.
Those crazy ethnic people.
All right, one more little freak out, and then we will get into the news. This video clip comes from Australia at a Kmart where a woman is accused of shoplifting.
I didn't go outside the fucking door. This is my shit.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of stuff in her cart. She says that it's all hers, and it doesn't matter because she didn't even leave the store. So it's not really shoplifting. It's her cart. She didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie cart.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie cart.
That's what I said. Kind of. The woman does sort of sound like that. I didn't go out of the store. The cock-a-doodie store.
I didn't go outside the fucking door. This is my.
Where's your receipt, bitch?
Why does he have another fucking door? How is he even doing this? He's not the only fucking seller! Fuck him!
For some reason, she kicks off her shoes. I don't know. Maybe she was stealing those, too?
Oh, my God!
So this is all going down at a Kmart in Australia. Apparently Kmarts are a thing in Australia. There's a lot of screeching. You can't really tell what she's saying. Still funny though.
Elliot, Kmart.
Well, that's your problem. Although this Kmart looks like it's pretty busy. Maybe Kmart's a happening place down in Australia. I don't know what other large chains are down there. Maybe Kmart is the dominant retail force. Here in the United States, Kmart would love to have a shoplifter. That means at least someone was going into their store. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Hey, you know, it's been the holidays and I'm lazy. I have not yet taken down the holiday sideshow deal, so this is your last chance to grab a monthly membership for $6 a month or a yearly at $60. Both amazing prices. When you sign up for the sideshow and become a true and honorable freak, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of shows to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. We've been doing like three exclusive shows a week. Sometimes two, but mostly like three a week. So it's not a bad deal. Sign up, get new episodes of Distorted View Daily every single day at a very reasonable price. There are also quarterly memberships where, you know, you pay every couple months. Semi-annual memberships pay twice a year, and of course, lifetime memberships never have to worry about recurring charges again. This is how I make my living, so give yourself the gift that also benefits me. Merry Christmas. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a U.S. medical journal has listed all of the things doctors had to remove from people's anuses in 2017. I love these yearly best of countdowns. And this one is at the top of my list. All right, the list compiled by blog Adequate Man features all sorts of household bits and bobs. They explain if it's Christmas, it must be time to learn what America shoved inside itself. The only worthwhile holiday tradition pushes on. All reports are taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits, and they are occasionally not for the faint of heart. So I have the list here, a couple of noteworthy ones. A couple of the notes go into a slightly more detail, with medics noting that one patient stuck a toy up his rectum as he thought he was constipated. Thought maybe the G.I. Joe doll could help him pull out the turd, I guess. All right, so yeah, one patient stuck a toy up his rectum as he thought he was constipated, and another was at a party having fun with his male friends. That's how trouble gets started. And he put a shot glass up his rectum. Another anecdote. A man attempted to dislodge a dildo from his anus. He attempted to dislodge a dildo from his anus using a letter opener. Not entirely sure how that would work. Maybe he was using the letter opener like a spatula? Try to somehow slide it under the dildo and pull it out that way. And another man, feeling lonely, used a mascara container in a plastic bag and put that in his rectum. One patient claimed they put a water bottle in their rectum to reduce anxiety. Water does have a calming effect. Another said that experimenting saw him left with a deodorant stick stuck in his bottom. Other strange items include cat food cans, Jesus Christ, large bottles of shampoo, batteries, and coins. It wasn't just assholes people were sticking stuff in. I've got a more comprehensive list here. Here's what people tried shoving in their ear, or actually got stuck in their ear. A bobby pin. A small red toy. I was running with a stick in my ear, and I fell, striking a wall. That was a quote from the victim. Bread was found in an ear, a battery, broom straw, slim metal rod, putty, pencil shavings, rainwater, two stickers stuck together, quote, googly eyes inside his right ear, and another through his nose. Speaking of noses, people got a lot of stuff stuck in there as well. Candy wrappers, fuzzy art and crafts ball, gum. Who's shoving gum up their nose? A wad of hair, a heart-shaped necklace pendant, fish tank gravel, a fishing lure. Quote, playing with a dime above head and looked up with the coin falling into the... A coin doesn't just fall into your nose like it gets stuck. You shoved it up there. Stuck in the throat. Safety pin, cigarettes, Easter eggs. I swallowed a staple because aliens told me to. Aquarium thermometer. Quote, swallowed earring in her sleep that was in her mouth when she fell asleep. Sewing needle. Grits were stuck in her throat. That's supposed to be edible, isn't it? A grow capsule. Oh, those are like those toys, right? Those little, they look like pills. And, you drop them in a glass of water and then they expand, you know, into like a dinosaur or something. You ever see those? Don't eat them. People even shove stuff in their penis. Of course they did. We all know that. A little screw, a sharp toy, plastic spoon, a piece of a domino, a cable cord, you know, like cable that you... Television cable, a coax cable, shoved in someone's pee hole. Put a paperclip through the urethra and punctured through the shaft of the penis. Also a good one. Ladies, you were doing some weird shit too. You got scented soap stuck in your vagina, a deodorant lid, bottle cap, a penis ring, a piece of rusty metal, a bike reflector. Quote, on period, inserted non-birth control sponge in vagina so she could swim. Like a cleaning sponge, you know, for cleaning your dishes or something. All right. So regulars, a lollipop, candlestick, clay. Using massaging urethral vaginal stone balls and the string holding 15 balls together dissolved and could only find 14 balls. Okay. And finally, the rectum. I mentioned some of these. Curtain rod. I'm pretty sure I did not mention the curtain rod that got stuck up the asshole. Toothbrush. Toothbrush holder. A whole set was lost. Small wooden knickknacks. Plastic fork. Toy missile. Cigar tube to relieve hemorrhoids. Tin cup hairbrush. Marbles. Oh my god, there's so much. Sat in a bathtub and felt something go into her anus. Water bottle and rectum, three AA batteries, two AAA batteries, a D battery, and a peanut butter jar. Could be worse. It could have been a glass jar, which we've seen. Well, we've heard it on the show. How could we hear someone sitting on a glass jar? Well, when it breaks inside of you, it makes a noise. Oh, no. Can hear the shards of glass coming out. Oh my god, that's all in his ass. That is all in his asshole. And very few shards are falling out. but a lot of blood is pouring out. It's oh my god. That audio is so good. He's using his fingers to pull out the shards of glass. That's a classic. One guy, one jar. If you've never seen it, welcome to the internet. Second story we have for you today. An activist from the feminist group Femin tried to grab a statue of the baby Jesus from the nativity scene erected in St. Peter's Square on Monday, but was stopped by police as she grabbed it. A Reuters photographer captured the moment. The topless woman jumped over guardrails and rushed onto the nativity scene, shouting, "God is a woman!" She had the same slogan painted on her bare back. Just driving that point home, I guess. A Vatican, oh boy, gender me? I'm, like, in my mid-30s. I have never run across this word before, ever. A gender me? G-E-N-D-A-R-M-E? A gendarme, I don't know, intercepted her, and she was detained. The incident happened about 2 hours before Pope Francis delivered his Christmas message to some 50,000 people in the square. The group's website identified her as Alyssa Vinogradova and called her a sextremist. Sextreme! Did that work? Sextreme! So what is the point of this group? Well, its goal is complete victory over patriarchy. Good luck with that, honey. A Femin activist staged a similar protest on Christmas Day. I think it's supposed to be 2014, but the news article says 2104, so we're looking well into the future here. A similar protest on Christmas 2104, and managed to remove the statue before she was arrested. I mean, did this really accomplish anything for this group Femin? It gets their name out there, but that's pretty much it. No patriarchy is being smashed there. Hey, final story we have for you today. The penis wars are really heating up. You may remember when we last talked about dick 3 minutes ago. No, the last news story was about the guy with the world's largest dick, right? I don't know, he's some Mexican dude, right? But turns out he's been stretching his dick, and what looks like his dick is really just skin. So he's got, like, I don't know, 7 feet of foreskin hiding behind a tiny, like, normal sized dick. He's a sham. That's what I said, right? Lies. Now, the man who previously held the title for largest penis, New Yorker Jonah Falcon, is piping up with his hot take on the issue. The man once thought to have the world's biggest penis has branded the Mexican thought to have overtaken him as, quote, disgusting for cheating to gain extra length. Jonah Falcon, 47, from New York, is famed for having 13 and a half inches of pure rock hard dick. And until recently, wait, is that erect or flaccid? What is the 13 and a half? I mean, normally when people are like, I've got an 8-inch dick, it's like 8 inches hard. I don't know why I sound so disappointed by that. But yeah, so, I mean, but who knows? When we're talking about the guy with the largest penis, maybe he's talking flaccid. Who knows? Robert Escoville Cabrera, 54, who cannot have sex because of the size of his dong, measured in with 18.9 inches, eclipsing the previous record held by Mr. Falcon. Jonah, though, believes his challenger is a fraud because he's been weighing his genitals down and stretching the foreskin to grow the penis, which is why, I guess, like the Guinness Book of World Records or Ripley's Believe It or Not, whichever organization handles cock size records, they refuse to certify this Mexican's penis because, you know, it's not real. Mr. Falcon said Mr. Cabrera was not 19 inches, saying he could have a normal sex life if he got circumcised. And if you recall, in the news story, the Mexican guy's like, "No, we can't cut off my dick. It's what I'm known for. Even though this thing is useless and I get pee trapped in the tunnel, the great tunnel of foreskin," right? He has all sorts of issues, yeast infections and shit. I don't know, mold. He's also on, like, the equivalent of Social Security, or disability because he can't physically move around with that big cock, but it's he could get it taken care of. It's just extra skin, basically. I think it's ridiculous, and he seems kind of desperate. No matter how big he is, it's not going to change the fact that I'm 13.5 inches. It emerged Mr. Cabrera was officially being registered as disabled. Roberto Cabrera, 54, from the northern town of Saltillo, has 18.9 inches of manhood, which he created himself. Artificial! Now he gets government handouts, despite refusing to get a reduction, because he hopes to find work in the American porn industry. Hey, I've got an answer to my Jonah Falcon cock size question. He's 9.5 inches flaccid and 13.5 when erect. Pretty impressive. I'm still Team Falcon here. Go Jonah. He's all me. Although Jonah's kind of fat. I feel like maybe I haven't seen Jonah Falcon's dick. But, like, it probably doesn't look as impressive as it is because, you know, like, maybe his fat is hiding some of it. I mean, he's not huge or anything, but I don't know. Why am I so fixated on Jonah's penis? I mean, we all know the answer to that. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. Yes, caller.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Sideshow Freak Harrison Ford Hater here. Just wanted to say, first off, I think the idea of giving more sideshow episodes to Sideshow Freaks is the smartest thing you've done in a while.
Thank
you know,
you.
The fact that, you know, freeloaders are getting two free episodes is good enough. Also, I was wondering if you could play some Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees for the Christmas season, like just rapid fire a bunch of them.
Oh,
mixtape of just retarded Christmas songs. I got, you know, what was it? Excuse My Christmas.
Yeah, we played that this year.
A bunch of Jan Terry stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's recorded a few Christmas songs. I'm pretty sure we played two of them this past year. Yeah, we always play, you know, crappy Christmas music at the beginning of the show for the Christmas season. So this call came in November, so I hope he's happy with all of the shitty Christmas music we played this year.
Hi, Boo. So weed's going to be legal come the new year. Problem.
He's saying that weed is legal in the new year.
They're idiots. Every one of them are idiots. You walk in, the fucking, they got the plasma television mounted vertically. I've brought this up. But it's got the latest, greatest. People, these they're stoners. Your clients are fucking stoners, dude. You need to guide their hands. You can't ask for, all right, you got to sell them on shit. You want the pen, the oil, the fucking.
Are you talking about, like, dispensaries?
Waste everyone's time. Don't let the other guys sit in the waiting room. It's an indecisive stoner that's going to spend $30. Come on, man. Get the shit together, buddy.
These are like California problems or something. I don't know. Ohio has not legalized weed yet, so I know not of what you speak.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is Great Big Pete. I'm just calling to say...
Listen to this guy's voice.
Yeah.
Why are my nipples so hard listening to him? What was that? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, oh. What you doing? Oh, you
trying to record a show?
During the voicemails, right? Because it's that part of the show. Yeah. So, anyways, what I wanted to tell you, aside from saying hey, what you doing, is tell you that I got my hair cut again. I don't know if haircuts work the same in Canada as they do in the States. I mean, in the States as they do in Canada. But
don't you people all have mullets over there?
Here, I went into the barber shop. I presented myself at the counter.
You know what? I can't do that today. Let's move on. Oh, no.
Hey, Boo.
No, I can't do that either. We are going to blow through some of these voicemails today. Yes, caller.
Oh, wait, damn it. Sparrow am, fucker. Oh, you know, I was just kicking it in my bungalow in, like, L.A. shit. Yeah, like, my wife's a real fucking cunt, man.
Okay. All right, someone making fun of Spiral Hamfucker. Let's do one more here. God, I hope this is a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I stand here before you today next to Gloria Allred to confirm that, yes, indeed, Hugh Hefner did grab my pussy. I was harassed.
But... you're getting paid money to show said
did not expect to get my pussy fondled along the way.
Someone's doing a bit here, okay?
So, technically, I was harassed. And only dollars from heaven will make me feel better.
So, you were harassed on a technicality and want to shove dollars in said pussy.
That's right. Check, please, no cash.
All right, there you go. I don't know what to make of that. I think now is the part of the show where I plead for some quality voicemails. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. You don't have to come up with a complicated bit. You can just talk about something you heard on the show. Maybe get my opinion on something. Ask me a question. Bring up a new topic. Just, you know, speak like a human fucking being. Have you people ever used a phone before? Okay, let's try this. Everyone call in and be normal-ish, I guess. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortiveview.com. distortiveview.com is our official, what is that, a website? Something? Yeah. Voicemail line, once again, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all good?
Take that peppermint stick, boy. Take that stick all the way up your ass, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. It's a great time to sign up. Check out SuperFreakSideshow.com for some deals. Otherwise, I will see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Fuck me in my ass, man. Shit. 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 Fuck me in my ass, man.
Oh, I feel good in fucking ass.
Shit.